We finish with the music of a local multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter who performs under the name of Dylan Red. Born and bred here in Cape Town, he kicked off his performing career in December 2016 when he started busking at the V&A waterfront. He must have been pretty good at it because within 2 years he'd been booked to open the 2019 Jazzathon at the very same venue. And fast forward to December 2019, he had released his first album. Dylan likes to play a combination of his own original music and cover versions. He's currently studying digital marketing and social media and web design alongside developing his musical career. So a very, very busy young man, but one who I believe has just helped sell out the event that's happening at the Youngblood Studios tomorrow evening. Dylan, just as we came to air, I saw the note that the last of the tickets had already been scooped up. So clearly your name sells tickets. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about your story, Dylan. Who were the early influences that got you interested in music in the first place?
Definitely, I would have to say guys like John Legend, John Mayer, Ed Sheeran, a bit later on, obviously. Mm-hmm. But definitely been listening to music all my life, and it just ended up being something I couldn't see myself doing anything other than it. So I just ended up falling into it.
Okay, and you've mentioned the big songwriters there. The lyrics are as important as the music. I mean, you write most of your own material, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Dylan, style-wise, I always hate asking musicians to classify themselves, but how would you describe your sound to somebody who's not heard you before?
Well, I would say it's very much a mix of kind of the late 90s R&B with kind of a blues funk thing and some folk in there as well.
Okay, that's quite a mixture. Now, I believe the big dream is one day to play Madison Square Garden. Why Madison Square Garden?
It was actually almost a very random thing. It was just one day I was watching a concert of Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
And I just realized one day I was watching it and I was like, there, that's where I want to be.
Okay, so it's the scale and to be in a setting like that, an iconic venue surrounded by the screaming thousands of crowds all calling your name and singing your lyrics, Dylan. I get it. I absolutely get it. You're starting a little bit smaller at the Youngblood Studios in Brier Street tomorrow evening. You're taking part in an event that's combining music and poetry. I know Sipokazi Jonas is going to be there as well. And as I mentioned, the tickets have now sold out, I think. But for those who have been lucky enough to scoop them up, what can they expect from the evening?
Well, so I'll be, like you said, I'll be opening up, and then we'll have Sipokazi Jonas after me. And then Heinrich will be taking the rest of the evening. He's got a guitarist with him and a bassist. And yeah, it'll just be, yeah, it'll be actually pretty great. It's not too long, so it's from 7 till 9. So it's only about 2 hours, and it will be recorded as well. So for those of you who are maybe interested or wanted to go but didn't get tickets, it will be recorded and posted online at a later date.
That's good news indeed, because I know tickets were limited to start with and they have now sold out, so I'm not going to bother telling people where to buy them. I'll simply tell them to keep watching social media for news on when they can watch the recording. Dylan, we're going to play out the show today with your track called Fighter. Tell us about the song.
Okay, so the song Fighter was actually very much about actually a few things, but for me personally, it was more about the case of, as you know, being a musician or creative in general, especially in times like these, is very difficult. And along the way, you'll get a lot of people that will either say no or discourage you or say, won't you rather do this? But basically, the song was just the case of saying, whatever comes up, I'm going to stick to this because this is what I want to do. This is what I believe in. And it's just a case of also for anybody else who's been going through something difficult, but they know that this is what they want to do. It's just a case of saying, I'm going to fight for what I believe in and what I want to do.
That's a great message. Dylan, if our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to find more of your music?
Okay, so I mean, most of my links and things are on my social media. So Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, under Dylan Red, Z-A. So Dylan, like D-Y-L-A-N, Red, like the color, and then Z-A. On all social platforms, and then obviously you can also find me on Spotify and iTunes or Apple Music and Deezer and all those sorts of things.
Great chatting to you today. Thanks for joining us, Dylan Red. This is the song called Fighter.
Yeah. you put me down. I know you thought you had me beat, but I won't stay down. You should know that it's just not in me, but you hate on me. Yeah, you can say something, better make it quick before I get my chance, 'cause there is a fire in my veins, and I don't know what to say, but you're fanning all my flames, so I'm gonna burn right through you. I'm a fighter, no, I won't back down. I'm a fighter till I get my ground. I'm a fighter, blood, sweat, tears, they got nothing on me, no more fear. I don't know what that is. Do your worst, 'cause I'm ready for you. I stand tall. I'm a fighter.
A short snippet of Fighter by Dylan Redd. If you're looking for more of his music, check out all the major streaming platforms and his social media channels. Dylan Redd, ZA.